The August primary election is coming up this week, and the Republican candidates for the open U.S. Senate seat are in full attack mode. Ads are blanketing TV and social media, and high-profile surrogates have been flooding the state to help out Manny Sethi and Bill Hagerty. WPLN's Sergio Martinez Beltran has been on the campaign trail lately. Here's his conversation with Jason Moon Wilkins.
Hi, Sergio.
Hi, Jason.
So, Bill Hagerty, Manny Sethi, really not much of a difference in policy. They are 100% aligned with the Trump administration's agenda. But lately, they've been hitting each other below the belt sometimes, mainly in attempts to paint each other as more liberal. What do you think really turned up the heat on this race?
This is the time to fight, especially if you are on Hagerty's side. Remember, President Trump was the one who announced last year that Hagerty was running, so it seemed like Hagerty was expected to have an easy win. But then we're seeing the latest polls, and they are showing that Hagerty does have a lead, but it's not a comfortable one.
Well, and there's concerns of, is this poll correct or is that poll correct? But regardless of how accurate the polling is, the candidates seem to be running like it's neck and neck.
They are. And any poll that shows Sethi doing well is something that his campaign will embrace. Now, the Hagerty side has tried to discredit at least one of the polls, but really, I asked Hagerty himself about the numbers and about how they'd shape his campaign during the next few days, and this is what he said.
I'm feeling very confident about where we are. I was just talking with the president about this the other day. He called to congratulate me, saying, "You're in a great place, Bill," and I said, "I remember, sir, what you told me when I first got into this. Run like you're one vote behind every day."
That's actually what both campaigns have been doing, including bringing people to excite the masses.
Well, as the campaign is really hitting the home stretch, we've seen these messages going back and forth, trying to paint each candidate in a corner. For Hagerty, he's used the very sort of Trumpian nickname of Massachusetts Manny to give the impression Sethi is more liberal and maybe not a real Tennessean. And Sethi has focused on Hagerty's past support and ties to moderate Republicans, especially Mitt Romney. Do you think these punches are landing?
Well, I've been on the ground with the campaigns, and I think some have worked. You know, Sethi hitting on Hagerty's past close relationship with Romney, they have been able to capitalize on that. In terms of the Hagerty camp, I don't think he has been as successful with his attacks, but I do think his biggest card is that he is the president's favorite in this race. And that matters, especially, Jason, for Republicans in Tennessee who want to see a candidate that falls in line with Trump's policies at all times.
And Sergio, the campaigns have also been using surrogates to try and separate themselves.
It's interesting because Sethi is trying to portray himself as the outsider. You know, Manny versus the machine. That's one of his newer slogans. So he has brought people who have been shaking the GOP tree for a long time, like Senator Ted Cruz of Texas.
You look at all the money pouring into Tennessee, just coming after him hard. And that's a real indication they don't want someone who will rock the boat. And I think we desperately need people willing to rock the boat in Washington.
I've been to events from both campaigns, and I have to say, Jason, Hagerty has the name recognition, and many people are supportive and like the fact that Trump has endorsed him. But Sethi's events have felt different. You know, you see people more engaged, and they really seem legitimately excited about him as a candidate. And I've talked to Republican operatives who have mentioned that likability is going to be key for these two candidates if they want to win this primary.
Thank you so much, Sergio.
Thank you.
That was WPLN's Sergio Martinez Beltran and Jason Moon Wilkins. You can find this interview and more at WKNOFM.org.